Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Sadi Beis Omid Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, and we will come close to, but not finish off, Simen Shin Mem. Today we'll have a Mishnah Brura 2 left over at the end, and Emir Tzashem will do that tomorrow. But now we begin today's share at the bottom of Kuf Sadi Aleph Omid Beis with Sif Yud Gimel. And the Mechaber tells us, Ein Shovrim HaCheres, a person is not allowed to go break a earthenware kli and make into it some sort of a coaster, as we'll see, and korin asanir. And likewise, he's not allowed to go rip a piece of paper over here, mipneshu kimisakin kli, because when a person does this, he's fixing something. He's making this utensil, this earthenware utensil into something useful, and the paper into something useful. And we can see this in the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Mem. Utensil over here. What exactly are we talking about? So the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Mem explains, Ein Shovrim HaCheres, the Ein Korin Hanir. You're not allowed to break this earthenware utensil or go and rip a piece of paper. The purpose is, Kedei Lahaniach Aleihem, in order that they should be used as like a coaster of some sort over here, the Chi Haigavno, or anything similar to this. So you're now making this broken piece of earthenware or this ripped piece of paper into a Kli that you would use for a purpose. Dear Shu, footnote number 82 tells us that we will learn in Simen Tov Kuv Ches, for example, Kishetzolim Dogim Al Gabi Askela, when you're going and roasting fish on a grid, on a grill. So, Minichin Alea Chatichas Cheres, you put either a piece of earthenware underneath the fish, or niyar shenishu b'mayim, or a water-soaked piece of paper, neither of which will allow, therefore, the fish to get burnt, but it will allow the fish to get roasted all over. Kedei shelo yisrfu adogim in agicholim shebaaskla. This way the fish won't get burnt, you won't have it blackened on one side and uncooked on the other side. This will allow a more even roasting of this fish. So that's why you would need to take this earthenware piece or this water-soaked piece of paper and use them, and that's why it's Masakin Mone. That's what the Dear Shu footnote number 82 explains, what we'll learn in Simen Tov Kuv Ches. In the Bir Halacha, the Dibur HaMaskil over here, Ein Shovrim, so the Chafetz Chaim says that this is brought down in the Lashon of the Rambam. This rationale of the Rambam over here that the Mechaber is quoting is based upon the Gemara in Beitza, where the Rambam quotes over there. And he says, the Mashve lo mona, because you're making this earthenware piece over here, or this piece of paper that you ripped, into a utensil. So the Bir Halacha asks over here what he's going to ask in the Mishnah Brura in a moment, so we'll do it right now, and when we see it in the Mishnah Brura, we'll understand it. And he says, L'chora, l'fi mashimuchach b'sif ha-somoch, in Sif Yudalid, we're going to learn, the Korea Amanas Lasakin, Chayev Mishum Korea. Why do we say over here that you're Chayev Mishum Misakin Moneh? Why don't we just say you're Chayev Mishum Korea? So amai lo namar bezeh mishum korea. Why does the Mechaber here give us a reason mishum misakin kli and not say, as he will in Sif Yudalid, because it's tearing? It's a very straightforward question. Furthermore, the Chofetz Chaim says, oh, the Miloshon HaRambam in Perachol Gimel, Mashma Shum HaDirabonon, that this is only an Issa HaDirabonon, Shekalolo Shom Im Od Kama Dvarim Sheyadu Shem HaDirabonon, because it's mixed in with company over there that is all HaDirabonon, so Mestama, this is HaDirabonon as well. Vim Hoyabo Mishum Korea, but that's because it's Mesakin Mona, but if he had listed it as Korea, it would have been an Issa HaDiraisa. And this is a very difficult question. The Chofetz Chaim says, "Ube'emes kvar hiksha zeh b'prima godim v'nishar b'kusha." The Prima Godim says this is a very strong question, and he's not sure what the answer is. He then brings down that there are various terutzim given by various achronim, which he doesn't like. And then he says, if he wasn't afraid himself, he would give the following terutz chadosh, le dimistafina. If I wasn't afraid of saying some such a big chiddush over here, I would say this big chiddush, which is a very polite way of saying it. I'm going to say this big chiddush over here. I don't know why nobody else has said it beforehand. And he says, the lo shayach shem korea al menas lesakein, that there is no din of kriya, of ripping, of tearing over here, if you're going to prepare something to make into a new kli, unless when you rip it, you're actually improving both sides. Normally, when we rip something over here, you're ripping off the bad part, and you're leaving behind now the more improved, better kli, or garment, or whatever it is that you're tearing. And that, he says, is not called korea, that's called mesakin mone. But otherwise, if you're tearing something and you're improving both sides, then it's an isser of korea. And over here, since you're making the side that you're using prepared, that's an issa or mesakin kli. Now he goes through a very long arichus about this. It's a very long bir halacha, but that's in essence the suggested answer that he's giving over here to this question of why the Mechaber says it's mesakin kli over here and why it's not called the Is of Korea. And that's now what we'll see inside in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Mem Aleph. He says, Umayri b'she'en makbid al amida. We're likewise here talking about he rips the paper or he breaks this utensil to have an earthenware coaster of some sort over here. We're talking about that he does not needs a specific size. He doesn't want a 2x2 or a 2x4 piece over here. Because if that were the case, if he wanted a specific size, he's cutting it or breaking it into a certain specific size, there'd be an additional Isser Yeshbo Gam Mishum Mechatech. Then there would be an additional Isser of Mechatech, as the Chavetz Chaim says in the Sharet Zion, Os Ayin Dalet. This is Muchach B'Sefer Teferetz Yisrael, the Gam B'Korea B'Yad, even if you're ripping by hand, they're not using a utensil, Yeshbo Mishum Mechatech, if you're ripping it to a very specific size that you want, Bedavka, 2x2, 2x4, whatever it may be, so then even if you're doing it without a utensil, you're ripping it by hand, they're breaking it by hand, there would be a separate Isser over here of Mechatech, which means cutting something to a specific size. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here that he doesn't need a specific size. He just needs a piece of paper. He doesn't care what size it is. He just needs an earthenware coaster over here. Doesn't care what size it is. Then he adds, "Im korea niar likroyim kidei likaneyach esatzmo behen." The person is cutting a paper over here in order to use it as toilet paper, olishar ezatashmish, or for whatever other purpose he needs these pieces of paper for. Then he would be chayav mishum korea. That would be an iser as well of korea, because shu korea amanas lasakin. Because here he's ripping it bedavka over here in order to make something specific. Ukidei likamom b'sif yudalit, as we'll learn momentarily in sif yudalit. Now, in the issue footnote number 84, he specifically mentions over here, if somebody goes into a bathroom, a public bathroom, let's say, or somebody else's house's bathroom, and he finds that there's no toilet paper that's ripped there, there's no, quote, Shabbos paper over there. So what do you do in that situation? So if a Yashiv Zatzal brings down, you're allowed to go rip off from a roll of toilet paper in a fashion that's not considered in the normal way. What does it mean to rip off in not a normal way? If you go in Shikra Enu, b'marpek uchadoma, hold it under your armpit and rip off pieces in that way. In other words, don't rip it in the normal fashion. And if you do it kalachar yad, you're allowed to do this over here because it's only a derabbanon. And Hari b'malkum kovad abrios, hitiru lasos malocha kalachar yad. A very famous heter over here for kovad abrios, for human dignity over here. The guy's not going to have toilet paper in the bathroom. What's he going to do? So therefore, he's allowed to be over in Itzad derabbanon, i.e. to cut the toilet paper in a kalachar yad sort of a way, which is an Itzad derabbanon only, and the rabbis never instituted it if it's going to be a pagan in kovad abrios. This is all the opinion of Nissen Karlich Shlita. Shem nimtza bebeis kisei she'en bo niyar chatoch. If you're in a house, a bathroom that doesn't have toilet paper, mutar lekaneach begalil aruch, you're allowed to go and take the roll of toilet paper, use it, but without ripping it, and then put the waste toilet paper into the toilet, and the flushing of the toilet will rip the paper by itself, and this way you're not ripping it. No, if that won't happen, it just physically isn't going to occur, or he says if you're in a public bathroom and it's not going to be possible to do this, so then you are allowed to go and rip the toilet paper in a kalach hayad way, because again, kovad abrios, mutar likroas aniyar b'shino. You're allowed to go do this with a shino dik away if there is no choice. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'amechaber shelo hiskir kana tam mishum koreya ayin in the Bir Halacha." This is what I mentioned before. We did in the Bir Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here that the Mechaber specifically said that this is masakin kli and is not an issa of koreya. Albeit there is potentially, as we just brought down, an Isser of Korea as well, and we explained already why the Mechaber used the lashon of masakin kli rather than Korea over here in Yud Gimel, when in Yud Dalet he's going to say Korea. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, the likroa igeres hamechutam, if you want to open up a letter that is sealed, afilu mizar shelo yishbar osios hachasima, even if you're very careful that you're not going to rip any letters when you open up this letter, the seal or the postal stamp, for example, you won't rip that, so you're just getting to the letter inside, rak yikra haniyar shesviva, you're only going to rip the paper without ripping any letters. Nevertheless, gamkin osu lekuliyama, this is also not allowed to be done by a Jewish person on Shabbos. And Dirshu footnote number 85 brings down, hachazunish kosav shedin Pesichas igeres hadvuka bisvaseh, opening up a letter on Shabbos that's sealed. Talu lechore b'machlokas Rashi v'Rambam hamuvaz with bir halacha dibra maskul ein. This bir halacha that we just did encompasses also this machlokas. Shaladasa Rambam shaposeach beis hatzavor chayav mishum koreya. If somebody opens up a shirt and he makes the hole in the collar, so to say, so that's an issur of koreya. So too, Likewise, if you open up a letter, that's the Isser of Korea. However, Rashi says, if you open up the collar of a shirt, for example, you're creating the collar. It's not like you're just opening up a button. You're creating the actual collar over there. You're cutting out the collar part and being able to insert your head through it. So he says, you're not chayiv mishum korea. He says, mishum shatikun nikar kvar bisha sakriya, because it's already visible over here at the time that you're tearing it, what it is, and therefore, afa poseach igeris eino chayv mishum korea. He says, it's already there. The part that you're going to rip open is already there, so to say, and therefore, it's not an issur of korea. And he adds, she'ein l'chayev al psichas igeris mishum makir b'patish. There's another potential issur you might have thought, which is makir b'patish. He says, kiven shein psichas zu nidonis kebinyan kli. It's not considered this opening. It's as if you're making a kli. As he says, kasher hisogura nechshevasi kli gomor, because even if it's closed, it's still considered a kli over here. Nevertheless, he doesn't consider it makir b'patish, but he says, even according to Rashi, yesh issa d'rabbanan shel tikun mona l'das Rashi, it still at least would be an issa d'rabbanan. In any event, over here, back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, kein osu l'kuliyama, everybody would say that this is also here, bein Rashi, bein the Rambam over here, you're not allowed to open up a letter on Shabbos yourself. And he adds, the Mishnah Berurah does, da'afilu lo malenu Yehudi, yesh li zar im lo litzarach gadol. And even to ask a non-Jewish person to open up this letter for you, one should not do this unless it's a, quote, tzarach gadol. The issue footnote number 86 reminds us that we already learned in Simen Shin Yud Zayin, shebemakom tzarach gadol, under a great pressing need, you would have a heter to ask a non-Jewish person under great extenuating special circumstance to do an issur d'rabbanan for you. If you did, it would be an issur d'rabbanan. To have the non-Jewish person do an issur d'rabbanan on your behalf would be allowed. And he says, and as I just want to reiterate, you're only allowed to do this if it's a tzarach gadol. And then he suggests something from the Aguda, Uba Aguda Kosov, in the Sefer called the Aguda, a great gadol from the latter part of the 1800s into the early 1900s, he writes, "Kosef shiyom aleinu Yehudi, eni yochel likroso kos man sheino pasuach." What you're allowed to do is hint. You're allowed to say, "Gee, I can't read what's inside this letter because it's not opened up." And the im yovin eni Yehudi miatzmo v'yiftechenu less lamba. And if the non-Jewish person hears you say that, realizes you want the letter open, he understands that you can't open it up, he says, "No problem, I'll open it up for you." And he rips it open, then less lon bot. There is no problem in doing this hint over here to ask a non-Jewish person indirectly through hinting that he should open up the letter for you. Again, it seems to be under tzarach gadol when there is a pressing need to do this. The issue footnote number 87 brings down that we already learned in Simen Shin Zayin, shemutu l'rames, you're allowed to go and hint to a non-Jewish person that he should do a malacha for you, im osakein shelo beloshon tzivu, as long as you don't tell him to do this, under certain circumstances it's permissible to do so. The issue footnote number 88 adds over here, the alpha pish also lehenos mi malacha shosin nachri avo yisrael. You're normally not allowed to go and benefit from something that a non-Jewish person does for you on Shabbos that would be prohibited for you to do. So he brings down from the Kilkeli Shabbos, sheba ofen zeh mutar adover. In this specific situation, to ask a non-Jewish person to hint to him to do this, the Aguda says it's permissible. Why? Hol v'ein hahano miguf hakriya. You're not getting any benefit from the fact that this letter is torn. You're getting the benefit from the fact that you can now access what's inside, but you don't want specifically this letter to be torn. If he could magically bring out the contents of this envelope without ripping the envelope, you'd be just as happy. You don't need the envelope torn. And therefore, Elo meho efsharus l'kro es amichtov. You only want to be able to read the letter inside. You lav davka want the envelope ripped open. And therefore, that's why this is permissible in this specific situation. There is also a bir halach over here, Dibur Amasul Haniyar, which the Chofetz Chaim says, I will explain a little bit more about what is going on over here. So we'll read inside. Vavorik Tzas. He says, let me explain a little bit over here. Hapri Chodosh in Yoridea says, the Yisrael HaPoscho Yesh Bozechi of Chatusu Kliyama. He says, the understanding here, according to the Prima Godim, the Pri Chodosh, is that if you were to open this up, a yid were to open this up, everybody would say that that is a chiyuv chatas. Because kriyas niyar hu mekalkel amanas sasakin, because you're ripping over here in order that you should have a benefit. And that would be an issur d'oraisa. That's a classical case of ripping something in order to do something specific. It's like erasing in order to write two letters. It's ripping in order to sew. And the tikkun over here that you're doing is now you have access to the letter inside. And there's also the opinion of the Sefer HaZichronos, that this is mekalkel amanas sasakin, which is an issur d'oraisa. However, he then brings down from the Chacham Tzvi, and the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi says that not everybody agrees to this. The Chacham Tzvi permits over here you to ask a non-Jewish person to do this, but he doesn't give the reason why this is allowed. And the Chofetz Chaim says, "V'nira duhu sover mistam." He's saying that the Chacham Tzvi holds duhu melacha she'ein tzarich legufa, because you have no benefit over here. You don't need this letter ripped open. You just want to access. You don't want the envelope specifically ripped. You want to access the letter inside, like we just brought down. You're not doing anything to the actual letter. You're doing something to the envelope. And then he goes through a longer arichus as well. And the Chofetz Chaim concludes at the end, and he says, "The Magen Avraham Paskins over here, like the more machmir opinion of the Sefer Zichronos, that this is an issa daraisa." He says, "Letzorach gadol." The Chofetz Chaim concludes over here the same way he did in the Mishnah Berurah. To yesh lahakil lepaskal ayde ovigilulim. You are allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to open it up, albeit, he says, it's much better to use the hinting methodology that the Aguda brought down. That would certainly be better if you can do it in that way, rather than outright asking the non-Jewish person to open up the letter for you. Now we will start Sif Yudalit. The Mechaber writes, "Hamedabek niyoros o oros bekolon shel sofrim v'chayotibo." If a person were to go and glue together pieces of paper or hides, and he would use the various glues that they used to use by their bookmakers in those days, the sofrim would use certain glues or anything similar to that. In other words, if you're gluing two pieces of paper together, or if you're going and gluing two hides together, this is an issa daraisa hareze toledes tofer v'chayot. This would be in this is the rice of sowing, a tolda of sowing, and if you were to do so unintentionally, you'll be chayiv a korban chatos. Dirshu, footnote number 89, brings down that we already talked about stapling in a previous shir, and look back in the Sif Katan Chav Zayin, where we brought down in Dirshu footnote number 66, what the halacha is in regards a stapler. So we'll leave that to go back to that shir and discuss it. But here, he's telling us just gluing together two pieces of paper or two hides would be an issa d'oraisa as well. He brings down in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Membeis, "Umistavra de shiuro gam kein kemo besofer." He says the shear for what would be an issa over here would be the same amount if you were to sew it actually together. That same amount over here would be if you connected two pieces of paper, you stuck glued two pieces of paper together or two hides together. What is that shear? Dainu shiro beis tefiros l'chiyuv. If you do two stitches over here, and we said previously as well that you knotted it off, so here the size would be of sticking two stitches together, that would be the issa d'oraisa, whether you're gluing it together or stitching it together. And he says, "Ayin de bir halacha." If you go look over here in Dibra Machel, Hamaskel v'chayev, he brings down a whole discussion over here. The Chofetz Chaim does Masha Enkin Linyan Dibuk Or Du Kitvira Lo Motzinu Chiluk Betvira Bein Beged Or LeBeged Acher. He says there's no difference over here whether you're gluing it together or you're sewing it together. He says the shear is the same. V'u Hadin LeInyan Dibuk. The shear is the same for stitching together different garments. It's one shear, two stitches. Same thing would be with gluing it together. But then he brings down a whole number of others that disagree with this idea and say that it would depend on the tzorech. And if you look at the very end of this Bir Aloch, he says, according to these other poskim, who had din nami bekoreya amanas lesakein eze tikkun. If you're ripping something in order to go and make the tikkun over here, so that would be toli hashir lufi dover hatzorich lo v'lo taya b'shir beis tviros v'tzorich ian. He says, according to all of these other poskim, you wouldn't just blanketly say that the shir is two stitches. It would depend on the needs of the particular situation over here. The mechaber continues and he says, v'chein hamifarek niyaros devukim. Likewise, if you separate pieces of paper that are glued together, o oros devukim, or you separate over here hides that are glued together, v'lo niskavein lekalkel bilvad, and your only intention over here was to go and improve this hide in some way, or the papers by cutting them. It wasn't purely liskalkel, to go and destroy it. So then, this is also, hareze toledes korea v'chayev. This would be an act of a subcategory of korea in issa d'oraisa v'chayev, and if you did this by accident on Shabbos, you would be chayev echiyev chatas. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Gimel explains, bilvad elo bishvil eze toeles, you did it for a specific purpose. However, af shelo niskavim mezeh kedil adabkom obiosya, but your intention wasn't that you should reattach them more together. Mikol mokom chayev mishum korea, since there was a positive purpose, albeit not necessarily to go and reattach them, that is still the issur of korea. The lo bo'inam b'korea davka menas litvar. By korea, it doesn't have to be you're ripping it in order to necessarily sew it together. It can also be ela b'shvil eze tikkun kidei shelo yemakalkel. It could be for any positive purpose, lav davka, that you're attaching them together, but you're ripping it for a positive purpose. Whatever that positive purpose is, would make it an issur over here of korea. However, if you only are going to destroy it, if that's your sole purpose over here, potter, that would be a potter from being an issa d'oraisa, however, but it would be an issa d'rabbanan. L'chatchila, to do something like this, the kol mekalkel mishabes are potter aval osur. This footnote number 93 brings down However, im korea dover sheyev shol lachsul letofro, if it's something that could be ripped and never be put back together, for example, a string or a rope of some sort, so in simin shin yudalit, the bir alocha, the Chofetz Chaim explained that there is no issa there at all. Shelo asu chacham lekroa, shelo amanas litfor. The only time the rabbis forbade you to go and cut over here was if there's a potential that it could become sewn together again. Elav mokum sheyev shol lachsul letofro esakara, only if you could sew it up. But in a situation where you can sew it up, the rabbis never instituted such an issa. With that, we conclude today's shir.